You have your Bible, turn with me to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. And while you're turning, also turn to James chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and James chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 13. The Bible says, "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again..." Now, do you get that? "For if we believe that Jesus..." There's something to this Christianity. Amen. It's not just a something that's off the cuff. It says, "For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again." I want to say, you got to believe this evening that Jesus died for the sins of the world, yours and mine, and that He rose again. "Even so, them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with Him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain at the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout and with the voice of an archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words." But James in chapter 5, in verse 7, he says this, "Be patient therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and the latter rain. Be ye also patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Grudge not one against another, brethren, lest ye be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth before the door. Take, my brethren, the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord, for an example of suffering, affliction, and of patience. Behold, I will count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. But above all things, my brethren, swear not, neither by heaven, neither by earth, by the earth, neither by any other oath, but let your nay be nay, and let your yea be yea, and your nay be nay, lest ye fall into condemnation." Amen. As we look at this tonight, and we see God moving, and the Bible makes us a promise here that the Lord is coming again. Amen. The Bible said just as you see Jesus go away, He's coming again. That's what the angels declared. And there was two of them. That was a number of a witness. And they said that Jesus left out of here and He's coming again. Amen. Paul tells us the Thessalonians here, they were getting discouraged. Some people already said that the rapture done took place. People done gone out of here and there's no hope. But he said, "Hey, listen." He said, I don't want you to be ignorant, brethren. Amen. He said, "I want you to know the truth, because truth will help you to be excited even in the days and hours that we live." He said, "Brethren, them that sleep, that you sorrow not, even as those that have no hope." Now we get back to this hope. I want to say, I got to look at word hope. Hope's all in the Bible. Amen. It's full of hope today. You get to gleaning out this precious word. And praise God, you can't hardly look in a page, Brother Dean, that you won't find some hope. Amen. God just passes it out in a liberal fashion in the day and hour we live. And praise God, if you'll pull up to the table and you'll put your bib on, praise God, God will feed you on purpose a bountiful supply of hope. Praise God, you can even get you one of the big old big people bibs. Seen one of them the other day for folks like you, praise God, so you can get it all over you and not mess up your clothes. Amen. Praise be to God. I tell you, I don't know about you. I like getting in where it gets good and where God just blesses on purpose, where He just pours out His blessing, just tells us how much He loves us, and we can be excited about what God's given us. Amen. God's a great big God today who loves us enough, praise God, to share with us what He's got. Amen. And I tell you, what God's got, He's got in abundance tonight, praise God. And it just runs over on purpose. Bless His holy name. Amen. So Paul said, "Not the sorrows of others which have no hope." He said, for if we believe. I don't know about you tonight, but I believe. I believe the Lord God of glory, praise God, He's a coming back. As they say, Brother Mike, He's a coming and we're a going. Amen. Praise God, one of these days in a little while, praise God, we're going to lose gravitation and we're going to go out of here to be with Him. He said that Jesus died and rose again. He said, and He said, them which sleep God will bring with. Where are they at now? Where's all those old saints of God that's died in the Lord Jesus Christ? I mean, died believing in the death, burial, and resurrection. They're with God today. Amen. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Amen. The spirit of soul, the Bible says in Ecclesiastes 12:7, said the body goes back to dust which come, but the spirit goes back to God again. That's that part that makes us breathe and move and have our being. Amen. That God-given part, that God created part, that God-made part, praise God, of me and you. Amen. It goes back to Him that gave it. That's where they're at today. Praise God. Amen. And one of these days, He said, we're going to see Him again. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain at the coming Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout and with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be called up together. Now listen to this, with them. So what's happening? Those that's dead, they're going to take off, praise God. And praise God, that body's going to come out of the ground. Amen. It's been buried over there somewhere. And and we're going to, praise God, be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. And as they're going up, praise God, we're going to go up too. And by the time they break the ground, glory to God, there's going to be some reunion going on. And we're going to meet them in the clouds, praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. He said, we can comfort one another with this. Amen. So we're looking for that day, praise God, when we lose gravitation. We're looking for that day when the Lord will call us out. I tell people all the time, I ain't looking for the undertaker. I'm looking for the upward taker. And every now and then, I feel a little tug on my heart. Amen. I say, you know, a lot of people say, well, how do you know you still got the Lord? I'm like the little boy that had that kite that was flying it way up there out of sight. Amen. I couldn't see it. He didn't know it was there. But every now and then, praise God, he'd feel a tug on that string. Man, that's the way I am tonight. Praise God. I can't see Him, praise God. But every now and then, I get to talking to Him. I get to looking for Him just right. And praise God, I get to hear a feeling the tug.
Amen.
Amen. That upward tug. Praise God, one of these days, that tug's going to pull me plumb out of here. Amen. Glory to God, what a thought. It's going to be a blessing. So we're looking for that day of His Spirit. We're looking for that day, praise God, when we go out of here to be with Him. And so shall we ever be with Him. But it'd be a sad day while we're rejoicing for those that's left behind. Amen. There's going to be some folks that's left behind, those that don't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, those that haven't put our faith in the Lord. They'll be left behind. Those that's never been changed, those that they don't have a chance of the Lord tugging on heart, they don't have a chance of seeing the Lord Jesus Christ. You say, well, preacher, that's pretty scary. It's scary stuff. Amen. It's scary to think that there's going to be thousands and thousands of people left behind when the Lord takes the church out. Amen. It's going to be a scary scene when He takes us out. Paul says this. He said, for the mystery of iniquity in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 7, he said, he says there's going to be a man here rise up. He said, for the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed. He's talking about that Antichrist. John said there's many Antichrists in the world already. Those are said, I don't believe. Amen. There's a whole lot of them in the world today, and it's getting worse by the minute. But what's it going to be like in this world, young'uns, when the Holy Ghost of God, which is in His people today, amen, He praise God, had your name written on the Lamb's Book of Life, when the Holy Ghost of God goes out of here, what's this world to become? I'll tell you what it'll become. It'll become utter chaos in a moment. It'll get bad quick, fast, in a hurry. It'll be so bad that before long, it won't take very long at all, till men will be crying and screaming for the mountains and the rocks and the hills to fall on them and kill them, and it won't happen. Men will be jumping off of buildings and jumping off in ravines and not even able to kill themselves. That's what he's talking about when it comes to those that's left behind. Those that's not taken out of here, praise God, when the Lord comes with a shout and a trump. So we better be preparing, praise God, today. Amen. Because the Bible goes on in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 11. It said, "For this cause God shall send them strong delusion, those that's left behind, that they should believe a lie, that they," you say about they, that's all them that's been left behind. Now we're going to a happier place in a minute, but I just want you to see this, how serious a time that we're living in, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. He's talking about all those that's in the world today that's having pleasure in unrighteousness. That's not right in the eyes of God. Amen? Said they would believe that old lie of the devil and the Antichrist and be damned. So we need to be thinking today. We need to be looking. We need to be expecting something to take place. Amen. And we need to be preparing for that to take place. We need to be getting ready, me and you tonight, amen, for the coming of the Lord. We need to be looking expectantly tonight that He might step out with a shout and a trump this evening before we ever get out of this place. Hallelujah to God. We might be transformed, praise God, out of this body and into the presence of the Lord before this day's over. But while we're waiting, amen, we need to be ready and preparing. And I want to preach just a minute tonight. I'll not be lengthy because I know a lot of folks have been here a long time with choir practice. And I want to preach just on this thought just a minute. And while we're waiting. Oh, while we're waiting tonight, while we're waiting on that trumpet, while we're waiting on that shout, while God is preparing us, like we've mentioned so many times already tonight in our singing and our songs, while God's preparing His people and preparing a place, amen, praise God for us. But He says, while He's doing that, while we're waiting, let's go on for the glory of God. Amen. As we begin to look at James chapter 5, and he says, "Be patient therefore, brethren, amen, unto the coming of the Lord." And I want to say tonight that God begins to point us out, and He begins to point us to look for things ahead. God, in His Word, He gives us many examples pointing us to look for the things ahead. God is always challenging us to open our eyes and see, to look and see what God has for us. So many times God speaks to us through His precious Holy Word, and He tells us, praise God, to open our eyes, to look around us and see what God has done. Amen. And He's continually doing that, praise God, for His glory and for His honor. Amen. He might be lifted up, and we might give Him the praise for the acknowledgement, praise God, of Himself, that we might realize how great and how mighty He is even today. So while we're waiting, praise God, God speaks to our hearts, and He begins to help us. And now, number one tonight, He said that we need to look upward. Amen. He said, while we're looking, while we're waiting, while you're waiting, we need to look upward. We need to see the blessed hope that we have and expect the Lord Jesus Christ to come at any moment. He said not to be looking around, looking at others, but praise God, He said to fix our eyes upon the Lord. In Luke, the Bible tells us, Jesus was telling them when things begin to take place and transpire around the world, He said, "Look up and lift up your head, for your redemption draweth nigh." He said, we need to focus on the heavenward place. We need to focus on that above and not that down below. Amen. We need to get our eyes and our focus on the God of glory this evening. Amen. If we're ever going to do it, now's the time. We need to focus on Him and realize, praise God, that He's got something far better, far more spectacular than anything we can see in this world today. As we look around here in this place and where we live, and around our houses, praise God, God's got something far more spectacular. Amen. But He said that we need to look upward. He said, brethren, He said, "Be patient therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord." He said, just begin to look up. Amen. I wonder how many times we stop and look up How many times we just look up and just meditate on the good things of God? How many times we just realize how great and mighty the Lord is? We need to take time while we're waiting, amen, to just look up to the Lord. Look up and see what great things He's done. Look up and see what He wants to do for me and you. Look up and see, praise God, what He's already done, glory to God, and give Him praise for it. And glory to God, while we're praising Him, amen, realize and recognize, praise God, what He wants to do. Amen. Boy, God's a moving in a mighty way. In the land today, He's a lot of places, little old churches like this, where people's gathering together and they're getting on fire for God. Amen. Revivals is starting to break out. Amen. So the Bible here tells us to look upward. Amen. And behold the husbandman waiting for the precious fruit of the earth. Amen. And hath long patience for it. Now what He's telling us here, He said we need to look up. He said, praise God. He said, and while we're looking up, He said, just be calm. Amen. He said, why are you looking up? He said, just be calm. He said, just relax a little bit. Just sit back a little bit and say, you know what? I'm just going to wait patiently on the Lord because the Lord is good. Amen. His mercy endures forever. And He's got this thing. He's not bum-fuzzled by what's going on. Praise God. I'm just going to say, hey, you know what's wrong with us? We're too tore up. We're tore up over everything this world got, but we... Praise God. He said, we just need to be calm. We just need to look up and just be calm. Just be calm for a little while. Let a calm and peace, praise God, come from the Lord. Be patient. Just like that husbandman, praise God, that's waiting on that fruition, praise God, from the trees to bear. Amen. He said, just be calm for just a little while. Amen. Look up and be calm and let the Lord do His mighty work. Amen. Waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth and hath long patience for it until he received the early and the latter rain. Amen. So he said, hey, so you know what we got to do while we're waiting? He said, let's just look up and just be patient. Just be calm. Calm down just a little bit and let the Lord just begin to absorb those, just begin to meditate and think about those good. You ever take your Bible and read it and then just meditate on what God's saying? I mean, just think about what He's saying. I mean, just find you a place where you can just calm down. I tell you what, if we could ever get to a place of doing that, even 5 minutes a day, not many do it. Not many people do. Not many people take 5 minutes a day for the Lord. Amen? Oh, me? But if we could find a place that we could take 5 minutes for the Lord, we could just sit down. Amen? And just look up. And just sit down and be calm and say and see His Word, praise God, and let it speak to us. Ain't no telling what, how it would change you overnight. I mean, just a few days, praise God, it would change your whole attitude toward God. Amen? If we could just take time. I mean, we're living in a rat race. I mean, we're like a puppy dog chasing its tail. And we wouldn't know what to do with it if we caught it, but we just keep chasing, don't we? Amen? I mean, we'd run after it, praise God, and just like a dog chasing a car. I mean, a big old thing like that, he chases it and barks at it and digs in the dust, try to catch it, and wouldn't know what to do with it if he caught it. Amen? That's the way a lot of Christians are today. Amen? We're chasing and chasing. Praise God, we don't know what to do with it because we ain't been looking up. Amen. But if we calm down, praise God, come to pray, realizing the Lord's are coming in just a little while, praise God, and start faith. You say, what do you do when you calm down? You begin to think about the things that's important. Amen. We don't think about the things that's important today. We think about everything else that's going around us, going on. But what if we start focusing on what and begin to prioritize the things that are important? Amen. We can do that if we ever stop and calm down long enough to do it. But we have to begin to look up and get direction from the Heavenly Father. When we begin to get that direction from heaven, praise God, then we can calm down and see what God's got for us. Amen. He can give us that direction, praise God. He has a calming effect on you. Hey, have you ever noticed? Have you ever noticed if you get really frustrated, and I know none of you do this. I'm talking about myself. You get really frustrated. I mean, just to the point that you're going to blow. like that teapot and the little lids. It's just a giving it that. Amen. Right before it blows off, hits the top of the cabinet, and all of a sudden, praise God, just like the Holy Ghost, God speaks to your heart. You ever been there? You have if you're saved. Amen. Amen. You've been there if you're saved. But just about the time that you get that point of that blowing point, praise God, Holy Ghost of God is stirring your heart, and there's a calming effect. Amen. That's what I'm talking about now. When we begin to look up, we begin to hook up with the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, and we begin to get the Holy Ghost of God living in our heart, amen, we begin to have a calming effect. But we got to begin by starting to look up. Amen. When we begin to look up, praise God, James said here, when we begin to look up and we begin to realize, praise God, that this thing ain't going to last forever. That it's soon coming to a close, praise God, and we're going to go out of here to be with the Lord. Now I know the devil, he's already got you to quit focusing and look out the window and look around, and you say, well, preacher, well, I've heard all this stuff all my life. Well, let me tell you something of a certainty, praise God, one of these days you'll hear it for the last time, and the jump and a shout will go out, praise God, and God's children will go out of here. Amen. We need to be ready. We can't get dull of hearing, praise God, because we know the truth. It's the truth, praise God. It's going to set us free from these old binding vessels of clay. Amen. And live us liberty to be with the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. But James said that while we're waiting, said we need to look up and just stay calm. Amen. Just like that husbandman that's waiting on that fruit. A lot of you has got gardens, got them planted. Talking to Miss Angie, her and little Judah's got a garden over her. Amen. Their gardens are growing. What a blessing. Them beans and things is coming on. And you sit and you go out there, you know, and you hoe them and you work them and you plow them and you chop the weeds out and you're patiently waiting on the fruitation. You're basically patiently waiting for those vegetables to come to maturity. Where you can go out there and you can pluck them off. You take them in there and cut them up, Judah, and put them in the pan and you and Mama can eat them. Amen. Out of your own garden, praise God. I'm talking about fresh stuff. But I want to say, praise be to God, there's a good God of today. If we'll just seek His face, if we'll look for Him, amen, just stay calm in this thing, praise God, He'll bring it the fruitation. Amen. He'll bring us to that place where He'll take us out of here. Bless His holy name. We just want to look upward and be calm. And then He says, be patient also, and be ye also patient. Establish your heart. Now, he says, not only do we need to look upward, Brother Rex, but he said we need to look inward. Amen. He said we need to look at that inward man, praise God, and we need to evaluate the situation. Now, he said, we're basing this while we're waiting on the Lord. We know He's coming. Amen. Shake your head. Nod. He's coming. Amen. The Lord's come. He's done promised He's come. He said He's coming. His Word tells us He's coming. So He's what? He's coming. Amen. But Jesus is coming again, praise God. In just a little while. It ain't going to be that long. He's coming again. I'm expecting Him any minute. Amen. So why He's coming, He said, not only do we need to look upward, but He said we need to look inward. We need to look at that inward man. He said to establish your hearts. He said we need to establish our hearts. What do we establish it on? When we look inward, we begin to see that man that we are. Amen. That lady or that boy and that girl that we are. And we need to establish our heart in the things of God. Begin to recognize, praise God, and realize that the Lord is there to help us. He said, be ye also patient, establish your heart, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Now, James says here, not only is the Lord coming, he said it's getting closer. Now, even in James' day, praise God, he believed that it was getting closer and closer. If James believed, the high brother Jesus believed that the coming of the Lord was getting closer, then how much more should we believe? Amen. It's been over 2,000 years while we're waiting on the Lord. Amen. Patiently waiting. And he said we need to establish our own hearts. We need to look inward. We need to see where we're at. And he said when you look inward, when you begin to look inward, he goes on and says that we need to be clean. Amen. So he says, look upward and be calm. But he said, look inward and be clean. He said, grudge not one against another, brethren, lest ye be condemned. Behold, a judge standeth before the door. So he said, we need to look, not only look upward and be calm. But he said, we need to look inward and be clean. Be clean of this world, praise God, to defilement. The Bible says, judge not lest you be judged. How could we judge somebody else, praise God, when we won't even check ourselves? Amen? It's kind of like the old gunslingers of the West. They come into town and they had to check their guns. Amen? When they come in the door, they had to check their guns at the door. Amen? When we come in, we need to check ourselves. Amen. Hey, if you come in, you check yours. Amen. And every man that comes behind you, he checks his. You don't have to worry about what's going to take place ahead. Amen. Because it'll all be taken care of in the beginning, praise God, when we begin to start with ourselves. He said, if we'll look at that inward man, praise God, and said, he said, then we can be clean. Amen. Now, I'm talking about being ready for when the Lord comes. I don't want to be found come. I don't want to come up short. Do you? Amen? So he said we need to look upward and be calm and look inward and be clean. He said, grudge not one against another. Amen. I don't want to be looking at you when I know what that man I shave does every day. Amen. I know how I act and how I react in situations. And I have to say, Lord, you've got to help me control myself. You've got to help me, Lord. Help me to judge myself. Help me to see myself so that I don't look past myself and begin to condemn someone else. Amen? So if I begin to look inward, I begin to see, praise God, that man that I am. I begin to see that one that the Lord will see when He comes back. Oh, me. I got to thinking on that. I don't know. I want the Lord to see when He comes back is that man that's Christ-like, that's righteous in the Lord Jesus Christ, that's trying to do right, amen, to please God. So when I begin to look inward, amen, then I can become clean. When I begin to look at myself and see myself as God sees me. You young people, listen to me just a minute. When God looks down at you in your daily life, what does He see? Does He see somebody that's trying to do right in the eyes of God? Does He see you trying to do the things that's pleasing to your Heavenly Father? Or does He see a mean little boy or girl that's being disobedient and disruptive? Amen? Now hit on some of this Wednesday night. That we need to be more polite. We need to be more caring. We need to say more thank yous and please. Amen? Oh, me? We don't do that enough. But praise God, when we get to looking inward and we see ourselves, Pastor, why do you preach at us kids so much? Because I want you to not make mistakes so that you can look up one day and say, Lord, I tried to do it right. Amen. I tried to be a vessel of honor unto you all the days of my life. Amen. So what I'm trying to tell you is that way you won't be a disappointment to yourself, to anybody around you, and you definitely won't be a disappointment to God. He can look down on you one day and He said, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Amen. Glory to God. That ought to be our heart's desire. And not only for these young ones, praise God, for us, but if we begin to look in our inward man. Look inward and be clean. That's what God's wanting us to do, to look inward and be clean. He said, a judge standeth at the door. Amen. The one that's going to judge us, He's standing there. And one day we'll have to go through that door. Amen. Praise the Lord. Then He goes on in verse 10 and says, take my brethren, the prophets, who have spoken in the name of the Lord for an example of suffering, affliction, and of patience. So now not only does He said to look upward and to look inward, but now He said that we need to look backward. Amen. He said we look backward and we see all those prophets, all those old saints of God. Hey, we can go way past that. We can see those old saints of God, praise God, that used to worship the Lord and magnify the Lord. We see old Mr. McCarson, praise God, that was on fire for God. Amen. And we looked at him and we seen that old man of God and how he loved the Lord. And we say, hey, I'd like to be like him. Amen. Amen. Send us another Mr. McCarson. Yeah. Amen. Somebody full of God. But you think he always had it easy? No. He went through trials and persecution. James said, hey, listen, these folks were suffering affliction and impatience. Praise God. He said they went through the same thing that we go through. Amen. He said we need to look backward and realize, praise God, it ain't always going to be easy. You young people, listen, serving the Lord won't always be easy. We got to try to do it right. It won't always be easy. But he said, if we look backwards, we can be challenged. Amen. We can be challenged to see all these old saints, praise God, it's went on before us, glory be God, and we can take it as a challenge, glory to God, that one of these days, we're going to take their place. One of these days, we're going to be a Mr. McCarson. One of these days, we're going to be a Mr. Bill Bryson. Amen. One of these days, praise God, we're going to step up and fill some great big shoes. Amen. When we get to look backward, praise God. See them old prophets, them old saints of God that stayed with us. Amen. And be challenged to step up and do more for the Lord. Amen. Realize, praise God, that Jesus is coming. Amen. James is talking about getting ready, preparing while we're waiting on the Lord. Amen. He said, be challenged. He said, look backward, praise God, them old saints of God, and be challenged. Let them be a challenge to you, praise God, to persevere and to keep going on for the good cause of Christ. Amen. Bless His holy name. He said, behold, we count them happy which endure. Amen. Hey, he said, you know, we look back at them old saints of God. Man, they went through a lot of stuff. But praise God, they went through it with a shout, praise God, and not a pout. Amen. He said, let me just challenge you, praise God. Just look backwards, glory to God. Be challenged and go on for the glory of God. Go on with a shout. Get rid of your pout. Amen. It's unbecoming anyway. Amen. Old pout on your face, praise. Hey, it's unbecoming anyway. Get rid of it. Forsake it. Just be excited, praise God, about the things of God. So he said, get rid of that and just... Listen to what he said. He said, you have heard of the patience of Job. Now he tells us about that over Job chapter 1, verse 21. Oh, Job says, well, naked I come out of my mother's womb, naked I'll return. Amen. But he didn't stop there. He said, and he goes on, he said, blessed be the name of the Lord. Now this is after he had lost everything. Amen. Naked come I out of my mother's womb, and naked I will return. He said, blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. He didn't let it get him down. He wasn't discouraged. You say, preacher, he was crazy. Yeah, he was. Job was crazy. He was a raving lunatic for God. Amen. He knew who his God was, and he was like old Paul. He was worth persuaded. Amen. He is able to keep that dead committed to him. Praise the Lord. He said, well, you have heard the patience of Job. And he says, have seen the end of the Lord. He's talking about whenever at the end of this, of Job 42:10. He said, the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Also, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Amen. Amen. There was a time in his life he was sad. He had lost everything he had. It would be a sad time, Brother X, if we lost our children, lost everything we had. It'd be a devastating time. It'd be an awful time. It would be an awkward time. But praise be to God, even if you lost everything you have tonight, now listen to me. If you lost everything tonight you have tonight, everything you own, everything was wiped out, God's still God. Amen? God is still God. You say, well, preacher, it's easy to say that when you still got all your stuff. Amen? No, it's easy to say it, praise God, because you know in whom you have believed. Amen. And I've committed to Him, praise God, that no matter what happens, it's in God's hands. Amen. Praise the Lord. We stand beside people all the time. We come alongside people who's sick, who's in misery, who's dying. Amen. And you have to wonder, you don't, Lord, why? Why is this happening? But praise God, He's still God. Even though I don't always understand, I don't understand why for a year and a half I went through what I went through. But He's still God, amen. He's still my God, praise God. He's still the keeper of my soul, amen. And no matter what, amen, I'm like old Job, praise God. Even when them worms have done devoured this old body, praise God, my eyes will still see Him, amen. Praise the Lord. These old skin worms, praise God, will crawl in and out of this old flesh. But praise be to God, one of these days with mine own eyes, I'll see the Lord Jesus Christ. Bless His holy name. So he says, he said, behold these people. He said, look forward and he said, look back and be challenged. But he also says to look forward. Amen. Verse 12. He said, but above all things, my brethren, swear not neither by heaven, neither by the earth, neither by any other oath, but let your yea be yea and your nay be nay, lest you fall into condemnation. Amen. He said that we need to look forward. Amen. He said we look backward and we can be courageous. He said we look backwards and we can be challenged. But he said when we look forward, praise God, he said we can be consistent in our faith. Amen. We can be consistent, Brother Rick, when we look forward, praise God, and realizing how mighty and how great God is and what He's planned for and what He's doing for and where He's promised to take us. Amen. Praise God. And that promise will not fail. Everything around may do it. The world may go all to pieces. It's already a mess. Everywhere you look, there's turmoil on every hand. And it's getting worse. We've got government officials that don't know if they're washing or hanging out. Amen. They say, we'll not put boots on the ground, and there's boots on the ground. They say, we'll not do this and we'll not do that, but they do it anyway. We don't know what this world holds, but praise we God, we know who holds this world. We don't know what tomorrow holds, but praise God, we know who holds tomorrow. We know, praise God, that we can look ahead, amen, as good soldiers at the cross. And we can look forward, praise God, amen, and to take the challenges that He gives us day by day. And we can be encouraged, praise God. Amen. In the Lord Jesus Christ, knowing that He worketh all things for the good. But he said we need to be, as we're looking forward, he said we need to be consistent. He said, let your yea be yea and your nay, nay. He said, hey, friend, he said, when you know what's right, stick with it. Amen. And he said, when you know what's wrong, run from it. Amen. Amen. He said, be consistent, praise God, as children of God. He said, as you look forward, glory be to God, be consistent in your walk. Amen. There's nothing like consistency in a child of God. Amen. I love people that's consistent. Amen. People that's consistent, you can trust in them. People that's consistent, you can count on them. Amen. People that's consistent, amen, you can depend on them. Amen. When somebody says, well, you know, said, no, I'll not do that. It's not right. Amen. Praise be to God. You can get behind them and say, whoa, praise God. Praise the Lord. Amen. When somebody says, well, you know what? That's what we ought to do. Amen. And when they've been consistent, praise God, when they've stayed in fight, when you look forward, praise God, and you see their consistency through the years. We've got some folk here that's been consistent. Amen. As you look forward, praise God, in their life, praise God, look, you can see the consistency year after year. Amen. As they're just consistent for the Lord. They're staying in there. They've got the stuff, amen. They don't have no backup in them, praise God. They keep going on day by day and year after year for the good cause of Christ, amen. But why? How can they do that? It's consistency. It's looking forward and realizing, praise God, the precious promise that's ahead, amen, and pursuing that promise, amen. James is telling us, he said, listen, the Lord's coming back and we need to be ready, praise God, to meet Him in the air. We need to be ready to meet Him. Amen. So He said we need to look up and be calm. He said we need to look inward and be clean. Amen. Praise God. That ain't too hard to do. When we look at ourselves according to the way God sees us, we have His holy word, and it speaks to our hearts. He said we can look back and be challenged. Amen. Realizing, praise God, that there's nothing that we're going through that somebody else ain't already went through. Amen. Amen. Just challenge ourselves to just keep the good fight of faith, because if they came through it, praise God, you can too. You know how? Because we're serving the same God tonight. Amen. The same one. And He said we can look forward and be consistent because we know what the promise is ahead. We know the promise God made us. He said that Jesus said in the garden when he prayed that high priestly prayer, he said, Lord, he said, I want old Brother Rex Hoagland to be with me where I am. Amen. Amen. That's what he said. He said, I want the saints. I said, I want all them that you'll give me, praise God, that you'll put in the body of believers. He said, I want them to be with me where I am. And we can be consistent, praise God, looking forward, knowing that he will not be satisfied till we're with him. Amen. Praise the Lord. They may be discouraging times in your life. Amen. We may get bad reports that'll break our hearts, that'll make us sad, that'll make us wonder. But praise God, we know, praise God, if we just stay with the Lord Jesus Christ, trusting and believing in him, glory be to God, that this thing's already fixed up, we know the end result from the beginning. Amen. James said, you know what? He said, the Lord's a coming. He said, just get ready. Just be ready, amen. Be ready, be looking. See, I'm looking for that crown that I've been offered. See, Bible said there's a special crown for a pastor. In 1 Peter chapter 5, in verse 4, the Bible says, and when the chief shepherd shall appear, he's talking to Peter's here is talking about pastors, elders, amen, the pastor of the churches. He said, when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Amen. See, that I'm looking, praise God, one of these days for that crown of glory. Amen. And if I quit now, I've not found no place to quit. Praise be to God. Why? Because I'm looking forward and I decided I'm just going to be consistent. See, there's a lot of people today that'll run hot for a little while and then they run cold for a little while. And they'll run hot for a little while and they'll run cold. But you know what? I like consistency. I used to run cross country between wrestling seasons. Amen. I run cross country and them old boys would tear out of there. Hey, old big old Roger Beasley run with me and he was 6 foot yonder. Amen. Way big feller. And he'd take off, boy, and he had them old big long legs and there he'd go. Amen. Next thing you know, he was way off. You just see like a blur way down the road. Amen. But I'd take out of there and my little short legs and I'd take out and I'd set me a pace and I'd get my breathing just right and I'd stick with that place and consistency, Brother Robert. And just a little ways down the road, you know what I'd find? I'd say, old Roger, and he'd be going, amen. And I just take my little consistent self right on by him, amen. Lord be to God. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying, hey, if we just be consistent for the Lord, just stay in that good fight of faith, praise God, not looking back, but looking ahead, glory to God. Amen. Looking for the prize. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's what I'm doing. I'm trying to be consistent. Brother Bill, I'm looking for that prize. Amen. God loves faithfulness. God will honor faithfulness. If we'll just stay faithful to Him, be consistent, praise God, and just keep marching on. Amen. Glory be to God. You say, well, preacher, you just don't realize the devil's giving me a fit. The devil's trying to tear up. Yeah, he is. That's what he does. Amen. The devil's going to try to tear up. He's going to try to destroy. And the more you try to do for Jesus, the more the devil's trying to upset your apple cart. Amen. Ain't that right, Brother Bill? Amen. But praise be to God, we ain't got nowhere to quit. Youngins, there's a prize over yonder, praise God, at the end of the way in just a little while. And if we'll just keep on, praise God, looking forward in consistency, looking for that glorious day of His appearance, because Jesus is coming. Amen. He's coming. And we're going. Are you ready? Amen. Are we ready? Praise the Lord. He said we just need to keep trying to just while we're waiting, amen. While we're waiting, just keep on for the cause of Christ. While we're waiting on Him, amen. Realizing, praise God, this thing's just, hey, it's almost finished. Amen. It's not going to be long. You say, well, preacher, we've heard that for years. Well, one of these days, I tell you, you'll hear it for the last time. And while we're waiting, we just need to be ready. Most things, no, we need to be looking. Amen. Amen. We need to be looking. We need to be looking to our Lord Jesus Christ and His soon appearing. Because, praise God, He's coming and we're going.
And we need to be getting in. We need to be getting everybody in before it's too late. There'll be a day when it'll be too late. When that trumpet and that shout, praise God, to God, those that's been born again, been saved, will go out. They will hear it. But those that's not been saved, when that trumpet and that shout goes, they'll not hear it. All they'll know is all of a sudden there's a whole bunch of people that's just disappeared. And the Antichrist is going to rise up and he's going to say, oh boy, he said, we can have us a time now. Those people, all they were is a hindrance to us. Now we can just have us a time. And the time that he's going to give to this world is a time of tribulation and anguish like this world has never known. But praise be to God if we're looking for the coming of the Savior. Amen. If we've got our eyes, if we're looking to Him, the author and the finisher of our faith, we've got a blessed hope tonight. Amen. We're going to be on that first bus, as Brother J.R. says, on that first bus loadout. Amen. Amen. We're going to be on that first bus loadout. Praise God. Hey, you know, because I've already got my ticket. Amen. Praise God. I already bought, my ticket's already been purchased. And I'm looking to go out here. What about you tonight? While we're waiting, amen, on the Lord.